I took it from his hand and backed away, just in case.
He was right about being hard to chew. Must have been caramel or whatever you call it, sticky, chewy stuff. Kind of gummed up my teeth and I had a heck of a time, but delicious. Yes, sir, it was a great piece of candy.
It's pretty fine candy, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, delicious.
It sure would gum up a set of false teeth, wouldn't it?
Right, you bet.
Excuse me just a second, pup, and I'll load this last saddle in my pickup. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Fine, sure. He left with the saddle, and I concentrated on... You know, that candy was kind of like a tough piece of meat. The longer you chewed on it, the bigger it got. I was still working on it when he came back and started looking at the bridles hanging on the wall.
Well, looky here. What a pretty silver-mounted bit. And didn't your master tell me that the head stall on this bit needed some fixing?
Well, probably did. Those guys were always tearing something up.
He hung the bridle on his shoulder and picked out another one. Then he looked down at me. You ready for another piece?
No, by George. That was great candy, but it was just about to wear me out. He brought the roll out of his pocket, peeled off another piece, and flipped it in my direction, and more or less on instinct, I, well, snagged it right out of the air. He laughed.
Nice catch, Pooch. I can see that you're a pretty high-class kind of dog.
It showed, huh? This guy was pretty sharp.
I shouldn't be eating candy anyways. Not with this kidney problem of mine.
Yep, that was sure true.
I just hope the doctors find a cure before it's too late.
I went too slow in carrying Wags on the tail section and gave him my most sincere look of sincerity.
Well, see you around, Shep. It's been great knowing you.
And with that, they climbed into his pickup and drove away.